Roll out the red carpet. We'll soon know the movies with a shot at Oscar gold. Nominations for the Academy Awards will be announced this morning in Beverly Hills. Kim Masters has been watching the Oscar race as editor-at-large for The Hollywood Reporter, and she joined us from NPR West. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
And, Kim, let's start with a big one. Anywhere from 5 to 10 movies could be nominated for Best Picture based on the new Academy voting rules, this year's rules. What are the favorites?
Well, the formidable frontrunner at this point looks like The Artist, the mostly silent black and white movie that has won a bunch of awards already. But you also have to factor in The Descendants, which is about George Clooney as a dad trying to deal with a family tragedy in Hawaii. The Help, of course, about the 60s in Jackson, Mississippi, and the black help versus the white wives for whom they work. Hugo could sneak in there. Midnight in Paris, Woody Allen's movie. Bridesmaids might even get a nod. It's been picking up a lot of momentum in the early going. And who knows, maybe Moneyball or War Horse sneaks in there too. It's a pretty broad range of films this year.
So let's move to the acting categories. You just mentioned The Descendants and George Clooney. Is this his year for Best Actor?
I think it may be. I think Brad Pitt is hoping that it isn't. But I think
Brad Pitt, of course, who's
for Moneyball,
Moneyball.
Yes. But I think at this point it's George versus Brad, the handsome men against each other.
Oh, no. Don't back inside, put on a swimsuit.
Why?
Now.
Real good job you're doing.
That's part of why I brought you here. You have to help me with her. I don't know what to do with her.
Okay, the lineup card is definitely yours. I'm just saying you can't start paying it first.
Well, I am starting him at first. I don't think so. He plays for Detroit now.
Okay, and Best Actress. In fact, let's take a moment here to hear two of the contenders.
If the Right Honorable Gentleman could perhaps attend more closely to what I am saying, rather than how I am saying it, he may receive a valuable education in spite of himself.
How do you like being married, Marilyn?
Well, I like it. I like it a lot.
Is this third time lucky?
You bet it is.
Is it true you want to be a classical actress now?
Well, I want to be the best actress I can be.
You've just heard Michelle Williams as Marilyn Monroe in My Week with Marilyn, and before that, Meryl Streep playing Margaret Thatcher in The Iron Lady. What do you think? What about the two of them and who else?
Well, I actually think Viola Davis from The Help would be really kind of a shoo-in this year, except for, you heard the accent, she's back, Meryl Streep. Not that she ever went anywhere. She has not won an Oscar for nearly 30 years. And she does feel like the wind is behind her. But if not, I still think there's a shot that Viola Davis's performance, this very dignified performance, might win Academy backing this year.
There are so many categories. Leave us with what might turn out to be this year's sentimental moment at the Academy Awards.
Well, I think Christopher Plummer is likely to be honored in Best Supporting Actor for his performance in Beginners as a man who lived his entire life in the closet and finally comes out in his sunset years. You know, I think when one thing you can count on, Renee, in Best Original Screenplay, if Woody Allen wins for Midnight in Paris, he won't show up.
Kim, thanks very much.
Thank you, Renee.
Kim Masters is host of The Business on member station KCRW.